This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Brendan House in for Mike Lindell tonight, who is on business. Tonight, my guests are going to include Patrick Colbeck. We're going to talk about a little bit related to voter fraud. Then I'm going to be joined by Jefferson Davis. He's going to give us an update on what's happening in Wisconsin. A lot of breaking news out of Wisconsin. And then I'm going to be joined by United States Congressman Grossman. United States Congressman Grossman. For maybe folks that are younger don't know, that means he is part of the U.S. House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., representing a district in the state of Wisconsin, but at the in the federal branch. We're going to talk about the war on Christianity. There are a lot of federal bills pending right now that really are of great concern to the congressman, myself. So he's going to join us in just a little bit to talk about that. Joining me first, however, before I go to that, one of you guys come in here and throw me a, wait a minute, I think I got it right here. Hang on, it's at my feet. I can bend over and pick it up. There it is. Look at that. I have had four cups already today. No, three. I've had three cups already today. And I just love it. I love it. There is no burn taste. You will love the smooth taste. Now, you can get light, medium, and dark roast. You can get it in the whole bean. You can get it ground, wherever you want. It's 100% organic. Not only is the taste amazing, and there is none of that burn taste, it's just you have to try it. You have to try it to understand what I'm saying. Like I said, Mike was explaining it to us before I tried it. You got to experience it. And I did when it arrived, what was that, yesterday, Logan? And so today, I've already had three cups today. And I would have had a fourth, but my wife got busy, and then it got too late in the day. And I tried not to have caffeine too late in the day, otherwise I'll be up all night. But they do have decaf as well, so I might have her make a little decaf, since I did get some decaf in my package. So here you go. My coffee, 100% organic. That means it hasn't been sprayed, folks. This is one of the most sprayed crops, coffee. And so it's great when you get organic, because you can enjoy it without worrying about the pesticides. So 100% organic. And again, folks, when you use the promo code COFFEE7, you can save up to 25%. And again, this is not only helping this entrepreneurial family who grows this coffee in South America, but it supports Lindell TV and the work that Mike's doing to help fix 2020 and get rid of these voting machines. So please, the only place you can get it right now is my store. Only place you can get it right now is at mystore.com. Mystore.com. And then use that promo code COFFEE7, as you see on the screen, to save up to 25%. Okay? And you can choose the light, medium, or dark roast ground or the bean and grind it yourself, whatever you want to do. And they do have decaf as well. Hope you'll check it out. All right. Joining me now is Patrick Colbeck. Patrick, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, and it looks like my coffee is one of the perks of backfilling in for Mike.
It is, absolutely. One of the perks, pardon the pun, right?
Yeah, no, pun intended, sorry.
let's talk about your background for those who maybe don't remember. You have a bunch of advanced degrees and worked with the International Space Station, right?
Yeah, and a unique background to write this book, too, is that I was vice chair of the Michigan Senate Election and Government Reform Committee, and I was a certified poll challenger out at the TCS Center out in Detroit on election night. So all the craziness that you've heard about, I saw with a front row seat. So the ballot snuck in at 3:30 in the morning. The pizza boxes up on the windows to block us from overseeing the transfer of votes for the military ballots, and then I was also the guy crawling around on the floor checking the Cat5 cables and verifying that the machines were indeed connected to the internet. And I'm a certified Microsoft small business specialist, so I'm pretty comfortable determining that.
So what is the name of your book?
The name of the book is The 2020 Coup, and what happened and what we can do about it. And it's kind of a provocative title there, stating the 2020 coup, but I want all your listeners to understand that the term coup first came across my bow when I listened to Brian McCaffrey, who's a registered Democrat, witnessing what was going on at the Philadelphia AV Counting Board. And he said that this was a coup against the President of the United States. And after reviewing all the evidence that I've been able to collect since that November 3rd, 2020 election date, he had it right on the nose that night. This was indeed a coup, and the book goes through all the evidence that backs up that assertion.
So, how many pages is the book, Patrick?
Oh, pop quiz. I guess I'm going to have to get out my very own copy here and take a look at it. And we're over 370 some odd pages, so about 376.
And where can people get a copy?
Guess what? MyStore.com.
Oh,
and,
good.
If you use the promo code MeddlingKids, you'll get 33% off. And you may, you know, I may date myself here, but anybody who grew up watching Scooby-Doo always knew that these meddling kids driving around the Mystery Incorporated van were always seemed to be at the wrong place at the right time to go off and solve all these mysteries. Well,
that's right.
We've got meddling kids such as yourself, I mean, all across the country that are still digging in on exactly what happened in the 2020 election. And I've been blessed to be kind of a collecting point for a lot of this information from across the country, and I've done my best to package that info and put it into this book. It's actually kind of unique from this book. First of all, it's written from the perspective of somebody who actually witnessed the election fraud going on firsthand. But what I try to do is knit together all the evidence you may have heard about already on, you know, the Absolute series that Mike put together with you. Also with the documentary 2000 Mules with the ballot trafficking, also with the documentaries Rigged. I mean, I try to knit it all together and show how all they relate and provide a plan and a overview of exactly how they executed this coup. But more important than that, I would suggest, is that I go off and identify, well, what can we do about it in the wake of understanding that it really was a coup.
How long did it take you to write the book, Patrick?
Well, it's been collecting the information pretty much since the start of the election, so November 3rd, 2020. I realized early on that we had to win in the court of public opinion before we were going to get serious traction with our legislators and with the courts of law. So I set about making sure I could document something that was compelling about that time. And frankly, it started writing itself back in early part of this year. Took a couple months to go through it. And package it. Frankly, it was getting a little frustrating because we had new evidence coming out every single day.
Oh, yeah.
That was compelling, and eventually had to sit there and turn off the music and take a seat. And yeah. I'm happy to say that this has still got an evergreen quality. Even when I turned off the music, everything that I wrote about in that in the book so far is holding up with all the different evidence that's coming out every single day. It fits into the framework that I put together on what happened, and I think people will find this to be very valuable. And furthermore, if you go to my website, the2020coup.com, I provide links to not only all the footnotes that are provided in the book, so you guys can look at it yourself, read it, come to your own conclusions about it. I provide a lot of other links to evidence that you may or may not have seen prior to this. So make your own determination on it. I've been on this election fraud investigation merry-go-round for quite a while, and I'm anxious to get off of it. So if somebody can tell me that I'm not pulling this together in a way that makes sense, please let me know. But I'm telling you, I believe that we're over the target on this. We know how they did it, and we know what we need to do as a result of it. And now it's just a matter of getting that information out to as many people as possible, and that's why I wrote the book.
And here, Logan, if you want to show my screen, I just pulled it up there at mystore.com. 2020 coup, what happened, comma, what we can do, Patrick Colbeck. Okay, so how long before the – well, I don't know what you're looking at there, Logan. That's not what I'm looking at. That's not what I'm looking at either. So that's not – and now I'm gone. So I don't know what's going on. So there we go. Now I'm back. But that's my screen is the actual cover of his book. Is Logan at the controls or is someone else at the controls? I bet you someone else is at the controls. Logan doesn't do that.
Dominion's probably hacking into this to make sure we don't get this information out.
That's
so.
Probably true. So how long before the FBI kicks your door in with all you're saying?
Yeah, I've got a little notice up on the front of my door. It says, "Dear FBI, if you plan on doing an early morning raid at my home, please wait until after 9 o'clock so I have a chance to read my Bible and complete my exercise. If you come in after that point, we'll have free coffee and pancakes for you. And oh, by the way, if you want to investigate an actual crime, you can read my book, The 2020 Coup.
So why don't you send a copy to the Attorney General and the FBI Director and a few of these guys, maybe William Barr?
Well, we've sent it to pretty much everybody in the Michigan legislature.
Wow.
And we've also sent a copy of 2,000 Mules out to them. A lot of them have already seen the Absolute series as well. So we're pumping them full of information. We're just waiting for a little bit of the action that results from that information.
Now, hasn't your attorney general gone around, in Michigan gone around and threatened to prosecute people that do what you're doing?
Yeah, she's threatened me. She's threatened Attorney Matt DiPerno. She's done a lot of threats, and hopefully we can get Matt across the finish line to become the new attorney general out in Michigan and get Christina Caramo in as Secretary of State so we can get our election processes reformed.
So, well, how confident are you that you won't see Matt's election stolen this fall?
Well, we've got a lot of meddling kids that are not only investigating what's going on, but they're actively, you know, going around making sure that we take as many of the chess pieces that these coup perpetrators are playing with off the table. So we've done canvassing efforts and have been working with local clerks to attempt to clean up the voter rolls. We've got monitoring of all these drop boxes now. That is something we didn't have in place before. We've got over 3,100 poll workers now that are deployed, and we're on to them. We're holding them accountable with the for the election laws that are out there proactively rather than reactively mm-hmm. this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's about letting them know we're watching this time, and we're paying attention. We've got contingency plans when they decide that they're not going to follow the law, and we're going to make sure that they're held accountable. And those who decide that they want to subvert our elections, we're going to introduce them to some tailors that can fit them for nice orange jumpsuits.
Absolutely. What do you say to all these people that keep reporting the, you know, unfounded election fraud claims or conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just now you've got a whole book full of it, right?
Right. Well, I don't want to say it's full of it, but I want to sit there and say, yeah, there's a lot of information there. And unlike these people that are making those claims like you're talking about, I actually provide the evidence in support of my assertions. All they do is the ad hominem attacks. They anytime you see a story on me, they'll put conspiracy theorists or unsubstantiated claims. They never go in and actually dig in and provide the evidence in support of their assertions. I'll bring it on. I'll debate any of these guys any day of the week about what I have concluded in this book and the evidence behind the assertions in this book. Bring it. I have no issue whatsoever. And you know what? If they want to try to make a fool out of me on national TV where we discuss this stuff, I have no issue accepting that challenge. And if they convince me and the rest of the folks that what we're talking about regarding election integrity doesn't hold water, I have plenty of other things I'd rather do with my life.
Yeah.
So I have no issue with that.
What is, Logan, if you want to show the screenshot now, the coup, here we go. No, you're still got something different. I have no clue what that is that keeps popping up there. All right. There we go. The coup, 2020 coup. What happened? What we can do? I don't know. I don't know what that other thing was popping up there. Looked like searching Yahoo. I was searching Yahoo earlier. You want to know what I was searching Yahoo for, Patrick?
No. What'd you get?
I was searching for prop guns used by John Wayne. I saw a guy the other day that has the prop guns used by John Wayne in a couple of his last movies. And I got really envious. Like, how on earth did you get your hands on that? And so,
you know,
I was searching.
He used to use the Henry rifles or Winchesters out in most of his movies. And I was out at the Montana GOP platform convention last week, and I was on a table right next to the Republican Women's Federation of Montana that was advertising in a raffle an opportunity to get one of these Henry rifles, and that's on my wish list. So
absolutely.
I'm a big John Wayne fan too.
Henry rifles, absolutely. In fact, while I was searching for prop pistols used by John Wayne to see if there were any out there that you could bid on, which I didn't find. I did find a story where somebody back in 2015 went into a store And the guy stole a rifle that was used in one of the films by John Wayne. Hopefully they found it and got it back. But anyway, that's what I was searching, because I saw someone the other day when in a meeting on their office wall was framed this pistol with John Wayne's picture and a placard. It was the pistol used in two of his last movies. So like, man alive, that's a treasure there. I'm sure some of the listeners are saying, do tell, I could care less. But I think John Wayne was pretty awesome and a staunch anti-communist is another reason I liked it.
Absolutely.
So
and I think a lot of folks, if they get a chance to read this book, The 2020 Coup, they're going to learn that I'm a pretty straight shooter myself. And we're not afraid of going off and target and getting that information out to people. And this is also a special day today. This is the 53rd anniversary of the moon landing.
It absolutely
and
is.
And so for folks that kind of question my technical credentials, one of my instructors back in 1989, I attended a university called the International Space University in Strasbourg, France. One of my instructors was Buzz Aldrin, the second man to touch down on the moon, he was part of the Apollo 11 mission. And so July 20th is always a very special day for me, and hopefully it is for all Americans. And when we start talking about making America great again, you know, whenever I hear that expression, I think of events like the Apollo 11 mission, because that's when all America got together on the same page and actually did something that nobody else could do, and did it in a manner that gave us all pride. No matter where you were in America, you had pride over that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw an article today where they I guess NASA or whoever zoomed in with a satellite on the surface of the moon, and they zoomed in so close you can still see the footprints of the original Apollo landing.
They didn't clean up after themselves?
No, nope, they left the footprints. They've been there 53 years.
My wife would have a problem with that. But and actually, something a lot of people don't know is after the first launch of Apollo 11, they positioned the flag fairly close to the lunar module, and when they took off, it kind of blew down. So it's a no-no to let the flag touch the ground.
Right.
You guys. So anyway, it was. I think they propped it up in later missions, but that's something then space lore that I've heard about over the years.
That's interesting. So in conclusion, what is the most shocking, maybe two pieces of information, the most shocking that you uncover in your book, 2020 Coup?
Well, there's frankly, it's because it's kind of a racketeering case. There's a bunch of little Lego pieces that put together create the shocking part of it. It's
why do you use the word, before I let you finish, why do you use the word, I like that you're using it, because I've wondered that too, but why do you use the word racketeering and explain, and you're not using that as a hyperbole, you really mean it,
no.
Right? Legally, racketeering.
No, this is organized crime. And so, you know, it's very difficult for them to pin a crime on Al Capone. They ended up having to find out, you know, do it through his tax returns and his accounting, and he had two sets of books. Well, what we're finding in the case of investigation of what happened in the election fraud, that there's two sets of books regarding the election as well. Two sets of voter databases, two sets of tabulation databases. And you see it evidenced by what's happening out in Mesa County, Colorado, with the report number 3 in particular, where they showed evidence of two different databases, election databases. In Michigan, we've got breaking news talking about multiple voter registration databases. And I think the biggest thing that is kind of to reveal to everybody is the utter lack of transparency that investigators attempting to dig into this have been greeted with from the part of election officials. If this truly was the most secure election in American history, you'd think they'd be bragging about it and showing you all their cards face up. That's not what's happening. They're destroying election records to this date. And to this date, I asked back in November for a Freedom of Information Act request to the Michigan Secretary of State for just a simple list of everybody who voted in the 2020 general election. There's 5,579,317 people that they said cast ballots during that election, and they took my check for the FOIA back in March, and I still haven't received anything. They're hiding this, and if you want to talk about the most egregious evidence of fraud, that's it. But all the rest of the stuff adds up to it. The Dr. Frank analysis associated with the eHarmony.com-like allocation of ballots to voters. We see that evidence all the way through here. We see that they preloaded the system with over 800,000 ineligible voters, according to our former Secretary of State and current Michigan Senate Elections Committee chairperson, Ruth Johnson. We see evidence of the Edison reset that occurred at 5 o'clock in the morning, where all of a sudden the cumulative vote tally that was going up from 2.2 to 2.3 million, then all of a sudden popped down to zero, and then reset back up in the 2.4 million area. Well, one of the explanations for that is that it's evidence of a digital controller known as a PID controller. And as we dig more and more into this and look into the mechanisms, we think we got a pretty good picture of how they implemented it. And it all fits together. I do my best to knit it together into as close as we can get to what my favorite senator back when I was serving in the Michigan Senate used to ask me to do. He said, Colbeck, you need to put this into a bumper sticker. And that's the challenge of the 2022. I did my best to try to get it as close to a bumper sticker as possible, and I broke down the fraud into four phases. Preparation phase, main attack phase featuring mail-in ballot fraud, a backup attack phase featuring direct machine manipulation, and cleanup of the chain of custody, and the last phase is the defense phase. That's what we find ourselves in right now, where we're censored, where we're called all kinds of names. They're calling us conspiracy theorists and all that kind of garbage. They're destroying election records. They're conducting fake audits. And, meddling kids to the rescue. Everybody's pulling together and continuing to investigate this. And ultimately, I know a lot of people want to focus in on 2022, but if we don't fix what happened in 2020, we're not going to know what to look at for 2022, and we're never going to be able to prevent them from stealing it again in 2022 and in 2024.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this in closing. Have you been sued by any of the machine companies?
I've been issued cease and desist letters by Dominion, two of them, but that's been about it. So we just keep getting the truth out.
When you've been, say, two of them, how far apart were they?
Oh, I don't even remember. It's one was, I think, back in December of 2020, another one back out.
And what were they wanting you to cease and desist in doing?
Well, they wanted me to preserve all the communications and evidence, and I've done a pretty good job of that. As a matter of fact, I broadcast it out on my website so everybody can go off and see it. So all that information is out there for everybody to go off and see.
But they have not bothered to – they haven't sued you, but was that just intimidation then?
I'll leave that to other people to go off and decide. All I know is I'm continuing my investigation, and we're working with all the rest of the meddling kids, working with Mike Lindell and his team, working with President Trump's legal team, working with as many of the folks who are trying to dig into exactly what happened in that 2020 election and make sure that the American public finally hear the truth. I'm like a junkyard dog on a bone with this one. We are not letting go until these guys are held accountable.
Excellent. Well, here you go. Screenshot again. The 2020 Coup by Patrick Colbeck, available at mystore.com. Mystore.com. Use the promo code MeddlingKids, right?
Absolutely. MeddlingKids.
Thank you, Patrick.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Knock them alive.
Thank you. Patrick Colbeck checking in on his brand new book, The 2020 Coup. Hope you'll check that out. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back, we're going to be joined by Jefferson Davis out of Wisconsin, and then we're going to be joined in just a little bit by United States Congressman Mr. Grothman, U.S. Congressman Grothman, to talk about the war on Christianity. This is a U.S. congressman. He called me up today. He's in my phone, so I knew it was him, and I answered. And he said, I'm concerned, Brandon, about the war on Christianity. You want to talk about that? And I said, absolutely I do, sir. So here he'll be with us tonight. And then, of course, Brandon House Live is at 7:30. First is my news report, the Worldview Report at 7, and then 7:30, Brandon House Live. We'll talk about inflation, superinflation, hyperinflation, the BRICS banking system, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South America, and now it looks like maybe Argentina is going to join. China has blessed the joining on to that banking system of Argentina. What does this mean for the American petrodollar? What does this mean for our economy? It means a lot. It's very serious. We'll talk about that. We'll talk to Dr. Peter Breggin tonight, a psychiatrist who's known as the conscience of psychiatry, New York Times bestseller, has written about the dangers of psychotropics and has testified in many trials related to school shootings and the shooters that were on psychotropics. He has some new information for us tonight. And we'll be joined by Dr. Rob Lindstedt. He'll join us because guess what's trending, I'm told, on social media today? Ezekiel 38. Ezekiel 38 is trending, you say. Brandon, what does that mean? That's Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel, who talked about a coalition, a military coalition, wait for it, between Russia, Iran, and Turkey, among others. Well, what do we see? We see now in the press, in the last 24 hours, pictures of Putin in Iran with the leader of Iran and the leader of Turkey. They have built a military coalition. The prophet Ezekiel told us how many thousands of years ago this would happen. Wow. We'll get to that and more. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
All right, take a look at the computer screen. There it is, MyStore.com. Use that promo code COFFEE7. Now, you have to go to MyStore.com to get it. MyStore.com, use the promo code COFFEE, and then the number 7. Is that COFFEE 77, Logan, or just COFFEE 7? There we go. It did say 77. I think someone just fixed it. Good for you. All right, otherwise your old man's seeing things, and then it changed back. You're starting to freak me out. All right, so, and a while ago, that when it was messing up, that you had left the control room, hadn't you? See, I knew that wasn't Logan in there. So who do we want to blame that on? Does anyone want to blame that on? Maybe not. They're all doing good in there, but I could always tell when Logan stepped out of the control room. All right, so let's go back to the screen. My Coffee, you got to get it at MyStore.com, MyStore.com, promo code COFFEE7. Click on it. And there you go. Look at that. Use that promo code COFFEE7 and the price comes down. Now, here's something else. You see this button up here where it says health? Click that. Health and wellness. Ooh, what do you got there? Extractivity. Yeah. This is a energy, all-natural energy and health drink that I developed several years ago. Okay, with the help of an FDA-approved facility. And you know what I like about this? Okay. What I like about this is the ingredients. I've been taking this for years. Red wine extract, bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Now, you do not have to take my word for it, okay? What you need to do is put into a search engine, red wine extract, read about it. Bilberry extract, read about it. Grapeseed extract, read about it. Pine bark extract, read about that. How about vitamin C? Do you know what this means, folks? Loaded with antioxidants. Do you know what that means? Look up the benefits of antioxidants. What is the CDC now telling us? 80% of Americans have Roundup, cancer-causing Roundup, in their urine. That is one reason why I'm very concerned about what we're taking into our bodies when it comes to our food supply. And that's one reason why I personally like Extractivity with the bilberry, red wine, grapeseed, pine bark extract. Again, you don't need to take my word for it. Go research it yourself, find out all about it. You can also watch the little commercial that goes with it. And there it is going in the background. But anyway, check it out. That's also on my store. Use the promo code B66. B66 to knock that price down. That's a 30-day supply right there. Promo code B66. All right, joining me now is Jefferson Davis. Hey, Jefferson, welcome back to the broadcast. Yes. Thanks for joining us.
You don't want those, do you?
Hey, Brandon.
How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much. Good to see you again.
You too. Sounds like you're on the road at some event, right?
We are. We're in Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Which is in the far southeast corner. There's a gubernatorial candidate forum here in Wisconsin tonight with a bunch of Republican ladies. And I'm here tonight with gubernatorial candidate Tim Rantham.
Who?
Tim Rantham. Have you heard that name before?
Yeah, I had him on Monday night.
Oh, nice.
Again. Yeah, I sure did. Tell him hello for me. All right, what kind of news do you got for me in Wisconsin?
Well, I tell you what, Brandon, things are moving at warp speed here in Wisconsin just in the last 10 days. And you and I have had this conversation going on, I don't know, about 3 months, I think, and it's all starting to fall into place, coming to fruition. And the three major developments here in Wisconsin are, first of all, the historic decision a week ago Friday on July 8th, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, in a majority vote of 4-3, permanently banned the illegal drop boxes. Justice Bradley wrote the majority opinion. And Brandon, this kind, respectful, dedicated justice is begging, literally with her words, is begging the legislature to do something about what she uses is the word illegitimate election.
Wow.
The second, it's very powerful. And I think we have sent that to you. It's on, for your listeners, it's on page 14 of the 141 page report. Paragraphs 23 and 24. She makes four very, very powerful statements. And the thread that she weaves in those two paragraphs are injury, unlawful, illegal, illegitimate, harmed. These are very, very strong words for a Supreme Court justice to use. And then she concludes by saying it leaves the results of the election in question. Now, here in Wisconsin, we're working legally and with law enforcement and with the legislature now that the decision has come out. And Tim Rantham, who's a state representative here in Wisconsin and also running for governor, has taken a leadership role again. And he's sent out to all of the 99 assembly people and the 33 senators a joint resolution to start the process to reclaim Wisconsin's 10 electors because of the Supreme Court's decision, which says hundreds of these illegal boxes were scattered all over Wisconsin. Thousands of ballots that went in, there you go, thousands of ballots went into these boxes, which in the justice's opinion makes it illegitimate.
That's very strong language. Is this the right document I pulled up that you sent me?
That is 783. That's the next statute that I'm going to refer to. That's Wisconsin State Statute 783.03, which refers to the electors in a presidential election that we can start in the circuit court process will typically be escalated up to the Supreme Court, potentially, if there is fraud proven in the election. And so we got the Supreme Court decision, we got Representative Rantham's resolution LRB 6371, and this is unbelievable, Brandon. I never thought in my lifetime I would tell you what I'm going to tell you now from Wisconsin, but Speaker Voss is at the same meeting I'm at here tonight on the other side of this camera. And he said,
you mean he's hearing you right now?
He is not hearing me right now. He has separated himself from me, but he is in the room right behind.
He knew you were about to do this interview.
I'm sure he did. And what Speaker Voss has finally said, and you gave Wisconsin great coverage back in March when we got the speaker to admit there was widespread election fraud after our national security and election integrity team met with him at the Capitol. And Frank's speech was all over that news coverage. And thank you very much.
Yep.
And on May 24th of 2022, we just uncovered this video on Thursday. We sent you a copy of two snippets from the video.
Yeah, I want to play that. Go to him full screen so I can bend over and pick up the audio thing. There we go.
So in this video that we're about to see, that America is about to see, the Speaker of the Assembly in Wisconsin, the most powerful Republican, now agrees with us, with Tim Rantham, with Justice Gableman, with anyone that sees this for what it is. And the exact words from the speaker, you'll see it here in the video. He said, after someone is sworn into office, you can't go back and just do a do-over. However, he said, unless there is overwhelming evidence of fraud, then and only proven in a court of law, then and only then can you go back and have a do-over.
Let's play that.
Now we have this. You want to play that? Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Thanks.
You cannot go back and redo the election. You just can't.
Some unless people are unhappy with
the answer. Trust me, I know. But I would say if there is an overwhelming amount of fraud that is proven in a court of law, not just suspicion, not just something that we think happened, but that we are able to prove, that's the only time that you can go back and do something like that.
Is that the correct one?
That's the one. And one of our statewide researchers that scour the internet, social media, your broadcast, everyone, they found that little nugget. And so here's where we're at tonight here in Wisconsin. We've already met. We're planning and strategizing. What's the next step? And there are four steps here in Wisconsin. Now that the speaker is on board, saying that we can have a redo of the 2020 presidential election, if it is proven overwhelming fraud that affected the outcome, and he says now we can go back and have a do-over, he says in a court of law, our argument is, Brandon, that the legislature, through an extraordinary session, can be the court of law.
Wow.
You can go to the circuit court, 783.03, which you showed on your screen earlier. The third remedy that we're looking for, now that the speaker is on board, we're asking him if he would be willing to have an open meeting, because we've got overwhelming evidence, thanks to what Mike Lindell and many other people across America have proven. And then the fourth pathway that we're looking for, in addition to the extraordinary session, the circuit courts, and having a meeting with Speaker Voss, there's another statute that we've been made aware of, where if the certification by the clerks were done fraudulently or in error, we might be able to go back to the individual municipalities and reclaim the electors that way through that process. So there's so much breaking here in Wisconsin, and we are on the cusp, because you know as well as I do, Brandon, if we get this right in Wisconsin, then the Georgias, the Arizonas, and the Pennsylvanias will probably come along and say, hey, if they did it in Wisconsin, why can't we do it here? And to quantify that, here's what we mean electorally.
Right.
Joe Biden right now is at 306. If we take away Wisconsin, he's down to 296. We take away Arizona, he's down to 285. We take away Georgia, he's down to 269, which puts it in the House of Representatives with Nancy Pelosi. We don't want that.
Right.
We want Pennsylvania to get Donald Trump over 270. And because of the 22nd Amendment, passed by both houses of Congress in 1947, after Franklin Roosevelt passed away, you cannot serve more than two consecutive elected terms. Ratified in 51 by a majority of the states, Lyndon Johnson exercised or almost exercised the 22nd Amendment when he filled out John Kennedy's term in 63 through 64, won in a landslide in 64 over Goldwater, and was going to run again in 68, but the Vietnam War situation pulled him out, and then Hubert Humphrey won. So that is a perfect recent example of exercising the 22nd Amendment. Now, President Trump cannot go back into the White House until January 21st of 2023. because that would be more than 24 months of an existing term, which would then disqualify him for running again in 2024. And I know people's heads are exploding right now, and they're saying, you don't know what you're talking about. You got this all wrong. Just read the 22nd Amendment.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, excellent information as always, Jefferson Davis. Give our greetings to Congressman, or to Representative, State Representative Tim Rantham, gubernatorial candidate for Wisconsin. And do you have a website you want to promote?
Yes, www.ap76, aapplepeople76.org.
AP76.org.
Yep.
All right. Keep us posted, will you? Because there's other stuff coming soon, breaking, we can't talk about now, right?
That is correct, and you'll be the first to know.
Awesome. Thank you, Jefferson Davis.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you. All right, we come back, we're going to be joined by Congressman Grothman. He's a U.S. representative representing the state of Wisconsin, at least a district in the state of Wisconsin. He called me today, as I said, and he was expressing his concern about the war on Christianity. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful there are some guys on Capitol Hill that are indeed worried about the war on Christianity. So we'll talk about some of those issues tonight here on the Lindell Report. I'm Brandon House, in for Mike Lindell, who's out on business tonight. And again, I remind you that we are a listener-supported network. All the bandwidth bill, all the programming, all the guys in the control room, all the expense of running a 24/7 network, it's made possible because of people like you that support what we do. If you appreciate what we're doing, you can support us in one of a couple ways. One is simply go to MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, so much more is available at MyPillow.com. There are now sandals over there at MyPillow.com. Let's see if I can pull some of those up real quick. I know there are. My site's running a little slow, or maybe it's because you guys are crushing the site going there to order. Let's hope it's that, right? All right, so if you go to MyPillow.com, it is coming up slow today. If you go there, when it pulls up, I'll show you. But if you go there, you will find the slippers. We still have the, here we go, MyPillow TV special, buy one, get one free. That's still going on. Here are the slippers I was telling you about, the sandals, I should say. The sandals, it's probably my computer, it sounds like. But Logan's going to grab it. We got the MyPillow sandals now. Those are really cool. We've got the slippers, of course, that are on sale. We got the buy one, get one free. So take advantage of all that. The mattress topper that are great for college dorms. So again, MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77 to save. Promo code L77. And then, of course, be sure you go to MyStore.com to get the coffee. You have to go to MyStore.com. Right now it's only available at MyStore.com. Like I said, I've already had my three cups today. And they do have decaf, so you can drink it late into the day. And it comes in light, medium, and dark roasted. You can get the whole bean, or you can get it ground already. And 2-pound bags, 12-ounce bags. Check it all out. You'll love it. It's organic. That means it's not been sprayed by dangerous pesticides and stuff, right? So this is a great deal. It tastes great. All the guys in the control room, we've been loving it. We've had it 2 days now, and this is all we're drinking. So, again, you can only get that at MyStore.com. Use the promo code COFFEE7. All right, we'll be right back with Congressman Grothman. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, my coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get my coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all my store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Joining me now is Congressman Glenn Grothman. We're going to talk about the war on Christianity. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, glad to be on the show. I think it's important that the American public understand exactly what's going on here in Washington and kind of the radical anti-God, I'd even say, agenda that's going on out there and some of the bills that Nancy Pelosi has put before us in the last few weeks.
Well, let's talk about some of those bills. What's the first one you talk about? Obviously, I guess maybe we could talk about the one with dealing with life because of the historic decision by the Supreme Court on turning Roe v. Wade back to the states. You want to start with that one?
Well, we did have a bill, and you'll find a theme here, a bill, in essence, making it the law in the United States across the board, trying to trump state law, that abortions would be legal all the way till birth, really. We had all but one Democrat in the House of Representatives. You have over 220 Democrats vote for the bill. One guy from Texas didn't. So that is an example of an extreme agenda. I think the thing I had first thought about is a new effort by the State Department to put grants out there in which American taxpayers' money would be used to promote atheism.
Huh.
You know, grants of up to $500,000. There are a variety of problems with this. The first problem is we don't want to promote atheism. The second problem that bothers me is that insofar as this gets out there, the whole world looks up to America. And I think they have to wonder what is the secret to America's success. And of course, I think a lot of the secret is John Adams originally said that our Constitution is fit only for moral and religious people. And our Constitution is built on the assumption that we have largely a moral and religious people. And if we are out there giving grants to foreign countries or nonprofits in foreign countries to promote atheism, we are kind of sending the exact opposite message. We are sending the message that America is a great country because we don't believe in God.
Right.
So it's kind of shocking that the Biden administration, as horrible as their State Department is, would have gone this far down the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was another bill that was out there, I don't know whether you've covered it with your listeners recently, called the LGBTI Data Act, in which the government, starting with the census, but also a variety of other surveys they give Americans, are going to probe into what people's sexual preferences all the way down to children 6 or 5 years old, including the census, which of course covers everybody. Now, the Democrats would say you can always leave that line blank, but we all know very few Americans leave the line blank.
Right.
And it's offensive enough to ask a 40 or 50 year old. There was a time where that gay lobby was, their major concern was we not ask people these questions. It's none of anybody's business. Well, now they want to make everybody's business. But even more important is when you begin to ask these questions of 5 or 6 year old, and we know the goofy culture in America today is such that there are going to be parents or are going to be school teachers who have to fill out these forms who are going to ask 7 or 8 year old kids, are you gay? Are you transgender? This sort of thing. So I think there's a strong element of proselytizing in this bill, but the American public ought to be aware of this. It passed out of the House of Representatives with every Democrat voting for the bill. Two Republicans who are not running for re-election actually voted for the bill as well, which shows how quickly we are losing the culture in this country. But it's not going to pass in the Senate for the same reason so many things are not going to pass, or at least we hope it's not going to pass, because of the filibuster rule and Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin of West Virginia holding things up over there because they want to have 60 votes. But nevertheless, the fact that every one of the Democrats, 220 or 222, however many were there that day, would vote for surveys to ask little children, are you gay or not? Are you transgender or not? Shows how far down we've come.
Absolutely.
And the degree to which Christians have to take back the culture and the slumbering clergy of this country have to wake up a little bit.
Absolutely. The slumbering clergy, many of them need to wake up. Absolutely. In my news report, the Worldview Report, I reported the other night from a story from Breitbart, the Centers for Disease Control is promoting to youth an online chat space that discusses sex, polyamorous relationships, the occult, sex change surgeries, and political activism, and the chat rooms are specifically designed to be quickly hidden while being used. The secret CDC chat room also mixes LGBTQ adults and children and are run in part by Planned Parenthood, reports Breitbart. Called Q Chat Space, the platform is advertised on the CDC's LGBT Health Youth Resource page. The chat service, which describes itself as a, quote, community for LGBTQ plus teens, is available for those ages 13 to 19 and can be hidden from parents and focuses on adult content themes. The Q Chat hosts conversations on various topics related to sex and sexual identities that include drag culture 101, sex and relationships, having multiple genders, intended for bi/pan youth, and then they go on to talk about gender affirmation surgeries, as well as hormone replacement therapy. And then they claim that it has the section on the website describes a large button on the bottom of the screen that says click/tap here for a quick escape and shows a stick figure running towards an exit. When clicked, the button takes the user to a Google homepage hiding the site. So I guess the mom and dad walk in, they can get out quick. This is what we're paying for now from the CDC.
It's news to me, but sadly it doesn't surprise me. I mean, the Biden administration is pushing this agenda. The Democrat Party is not pushing back at all. Quite frankly, I wish the Republican Party were more vocal in pushing back against this stuff. But you have to feel so sorry for the young children who are being raised today, who are influenced by this agenda. And there is nothing, apparently, that the Biden presidency administration will not do if this group will not ask them to. We just got done with a month in which the gay flag was flying over our foreign embassies. I mean, again, you know, what message does that send to people abroad, young people abroad, as to what makes America great? So hopefully, like I said, the clergy will wake up. Hopefully the people wake up. I know, you know, the establishment types just want to say, oh, we just got to talk about inflation. We shouldn't be talking about anything else because inflation is a problem. But the destruction of the culture in the long term is going to be a bigger problem. And it's important that people wake up and not just say, we don't care about this. All we care about is $5 gas.
Absolutely.
Because this is going to, you know, have such damage on the next generation.
Is there anything else in the legislative process that comes under this war of Christianity?
Well, we covered the Data Inclusion Act. We covered the radical abortion bills that we've passed. You covered this website that's being put out there. And we talked about the promotion of atheism. I think you put them together and you see where we're headed as a country. They want to grab our young people, have them adapt kind of an anti-Christian worldview. We're thinking Christianity is square, or, you know, whatever, not cool. And then when that generation is taking over, it'll be the end of the free country that we know right now. As a matter of fact, we're close to losing our freedoms right now, as is. You know, we're just barely hanging on. I think perhaps the inflation is going to cause the Republicans to win this election. But if you talk to young people today, the effect of not only the government, not only the schools, but of the popular culture has seeped in there. And when you talk to 21 or 22-year-olds, it's going to be scary when the majority of people who are voting vote similar to the way they do. Can't remember what I pointed out on here, but I recently read a poll. In the 1960s, and you and I are old enough to remember that, only 2% of Americans claim to be atheist. And of course, that doesn't mean 98% were Christian by any means or serious believers. It just meant only 2% would publicly say, I'm an atheist.
Right.
We're right now up to 18%. among the Democrat Party, it's up to 28%. With higher numbers, the younger you get. So I always remember John Adams saying, our Constitution is good only for a moral and religious people. And as we step away from becoming a moral and religious people, our Constitution will no longer be able to protect us. So that's another way in which the slumbering clergy have to wake up, have to give a few more interesting sermons, I think, and we have to get back to the moral and religious people that we need to appropriately operate our Constitution.
Well, Congressman, I can go to the feedback section on our website here and see what they're saying, but I can tell you this, and of course people will also be seeing this as we put it up, we're live now, but we'll also be putting it out for the public to watch. And the question is, why don't we have more congressmen like you? I mean, you're like a really big breath of fresh air. We just don't hear members of Congress talking like you anymore, do we?
Well, right now we're educated just to focus on the economy. And I've certainly introduced many bills on the economy. I'm as cheap as anybody is up there on spending less money and getting the inflation under control. But we have to talk about these other issues as well. Another thing I'll point out today, earlier today I had a hearing on more pre-K federal government programs in which the government's going to step up and take care of the four-year-olds or three-year-olds or two-year-olds or one-year-old. Well, first of all, it's none of the federal government's business, but it was based on the premise that young children are going to turn up better if we just send mom off to work and make sure the government is caring for all the little kids. There are plenty of studies that say otherwise. You know, preschool does not raise kids' grades or test scores one bit. And you can teach a four-year-old to read, but whether you start teaching a four-year-old or a six-year-old, by the time they're 9 or 10 year olds, they're all reading the same. And in other measurements, it's better to have kids raised by the children. Now, we know that the government, certain big government types, like children raised by the government, so they can instill these progressive, if you want to call it that way, or communist values in the young kids. Mm-hmm. But again, it scared me today on our budget committee. The budget chairman could have taken up in that committee whatever area you wanted to take up. He wanted to one more time publicize how important it was for the government to grab the kids when they were 4 or 3 or 2 years old. And your listeners should know that does not improve outcomes at all.
I agree. There
are plenty of studies that show that sometimes it even makes things worse. It certainly doesn't improve the outcomes. And we do not, we want to, insofar as possible, still have the parents or grandparents or aunt or uncle raising the kids. We Absolutely. Do not want to grab them away from the parents when they're 1 or 2 years old because the government can do such a better job.
It
just frightened me a little that that's where the budget committee decided to go today.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that to our attention. All right. So what is your website, number one? Number two, because you're in the House of Representatives, I know you're up for election every 2 years. Where are you at in your election cycle?
Well, right now I have a primary election from a very liberal person in a couple weeks. My name is Glenn Grothman. I think you have it up there and on glenngrothman.com or Glenn Grothman at... We have a variety of websites, be it campaign websites or government websites. But as you play around with Glenn Grothman, you'll find them all. And you know, hopefully I'll get my way through my primary and spend another 2 years trying to make America the type of country that our forefathers intended it to be.
If you guys take back the House, are you guys intending to start holding investigations into the abuse?
Yeah. There'll be a lot of investigations. I want to brace the American public. We have to win the next two elections. We are going to be doing investigations, assuming we get the majority in the House, you know, 6 months from now. But Joe Biden will still be the president. And as far as passing budgets, as far as, you know, passing new laws or getting rid of old laws, that's going to be a more difficult thing because sadly, we're only about a third of the way through Joe Biden's administration. So we got to do all we can to wake up the public in the next 2 years, see we can nip away a little bit at the excessive spending here, and then really have a constitutional revolution 3 years from now when hopefully we get a good conservative president.
Absolutely. GlennGrothman.com, is that correct?
Correct.
Correct. Congressman, thank you for being with us. Thank you. I love the fact you use the word worldview. I love the fact that you're understanding these dominant worldviews that are battling for our hearts and minds, atheism being one of them. You're a rare find on the up on Capitol Hill. I'm very thankful for you, and I know our audience is as well, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Glad to have you here. You're welcome anytime. Congressman Glenn Grothman, glenngrothman.com. I hope you'll visit his website. Also, I hope you'll pray for him. Wow. I don't know about you, but you talk about giving people hope. He just gave me hope. I love it. I love what he was just saying and talking. It's so encouraging. I hope you found that encouraging. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell.